Will the seventh ballot be any different? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Congressman-elect Troy Nails doubts it.
Right now, I don't see anyone being able to reach that number of 218 to get to be nominated as Speaker.
Right.
I don't see it. I just don't see it. And what are we going to do? We're going to be here till July?
He supports Kevin McCarthy for Speaker. McCarthy sounded optimistic after late-night talks with conservative holdouts not backing him. All but one of them voted for Byron Donalds, who tells Fox Business.
We're having very fluid conversations right now. So they've been productive, but it's really not clear at this point.
Until a speaker is elected, the House can do nothing, not even swear in new members. The day after President Biden said he'll visit the southern border next week for the first time, to which Republicans say it's about time. He'll make a statement on border security next hour. Fox's Ryan Schmelz is at the White House.
He's scheduled to be joined by Vice President Kamala Harris, the person the president tasked with handling the border. The border continues to see thousands of migrants arriving daily. President Biden has continued to urge more funding from Congress and immigration reform.
Republicans blame Biden policies if the illegal migrants surge now at a record pace. Starting today, people flying to the U.S. from China will have to show a negative COVID test. Restrictions that former CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield say don't work with such a massive surge in cases in China. Telling the Fox News Rundown podcast.
Maybe a more important approach from a public health point of view may be to take a pause for travelers from China.
Not letting anyone come in. Brian Koberger is expected in court today in Idaho. He was flown there from Pennsylvania to face charges in the murder of four university students. A murder mystery with twice as many victims in Utah. Eight people found shot to death in a home in Enoch City, five of them kids.
The news hitting pretty hard for this tight-knit community of about 6,000 people. We spoke with a neighbor who has lived here for about 8 months who says the family were really nice people and that their kids were heavily involved in sports in the community.
Chris Arnold with Fox 13 TV. Police say they're not looking for a suspect. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There is a sell-off going on Wall Street this morning. The Dow down 347 points. The NASDAQ is down 99, and the S&P 500 is down more than 30 points. This says we are finding out the first-time jobless claims last week dropped slightly down to 204,000, and there was a report on private payrolls showing much more hiring than expected last month, 235,000 private jobs created. Tomorrow we get the monthly employment report, as Amazon says it's the latest tech company planning 18,000 layoffs.
The e-commerce giant started slashing jobs in November, at which time the Wall Street Journal reported layoffs would reach about 10,000. Like many tech companies, Amazon expanded during the pandemic as customers stayed home and shopped online. But with a slowing economy and a cloudy outlook, Amazon and others are retrenching. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Car dealers hope 2023 will be a better year.
U.S. vehicle sales dropping 8% from 2021 to 2022, the lowest since 2011 when the economy was recovering from the Great Recession. This, according to automakers, a report selling 13.9 million cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans last year, citing supply chain shortages, including for computer chips. And J.D. Power reporting the average cost of a new vehicle rose 2.5% in December to a record of over $46,000. Analysts are expecting U.S. sales to grow to roughly 14.8 million this year, with continued high demand for new vehicles, but it's still short of the 17 million per year prior to the pandemic. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The price of oil, around $73 a barrel this morning, not changing much, but gas is up another 2 cents, $3.28 a gallon, now about the same price as a year ago for regular. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.